Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Meir Yehuda ben Reb Pesach Avram.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and the Daf Chaf Gimel. Before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to give the following hakdama. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara differentiates between an Eved and a Goy. That Akum is Leichayis. On the other hand, Eved is Leisvei Chayis. Akum has a Denichos, which as Rashi explains means that the Ben of an Akum is Mesiaches Achar Oviv. On the other hand, Eved is Leisvei Chayis. An Eved has no Yichos. Rabbi Chonon and Kevitz Ha'oreh, Simon and Aleph, Sivkatan, Gimel, ask the following Kasha. How can the Gemara say that Akum is Leichayis, that there is Yichos by a Goy, we find in the Gemara later on Daf Tzadiches. And so to Rashi before on Daf Chav Beis, Haman Aleph brings down that Zera Akum Rachmona Afkara. The Torah was Mafkir, the Zera of a Goy, as the Pasuk says, Zermas Susim Zermasam. And for that reason, Rashi before explains that the reason why Achin Mina Av by Gerish Neskayer Me Eden Lechatchila is based on that we say Zermas Susim Zermasam. And for that reason, Kurvas Av Eina Kurva. Rabbi Chanan asks, how can our Gemara possibly say that Akum is Leichayis, that there is Yichas by Goy? The Gemara later on says that as far as Goyim are concerned, we say Zerma Susim Zermasam and Zera Akum Rachmana Afkare. That is the Kasha that Rabbi Chanan asks. Rabbi Chanan answers the Kasha by saying as follows. That we say in our Gemara that Akum is Leichayis, that there is Yichos by Goy, and the son of a Goy is Mesiaches Achar Oviv, is referring to a case that a Nochri was Ba Al Nochris. Over there we say that the Ben HaNochri is Mesiaches Achar Oviv. On the other hand, that we say Zerma Susim Zermasam, that the Torah was Mafkir, the Zera of a Goy, is referring to a Goy that was Ba'al HaYisraelis, or on a Kusis that became a Ger Kishahimu Beres. Then we say Zerma Susim Zermasam, and the Ben, who is a Yisrael, is not Nesiaches Achar Oviv. But as Rabbi Chanan brings down, in the Ramban we find not like that. The Ramban explains that we say that the Torah was Afkir Lazare Da'akum is referring to even a case that a Goy was Ba'al Nochris. Even if a Goy was Ba'al Nochris, we still say Zerma Susim Zermasam that the Torah was Mafkir the Zera of a Goy. That we find that Akum is Yerush Oviv, that a son of a Goy is Yerush, his father ben Atira, is a special Gzeiras HaKosav as far as Yerusha is concerned, and not for anything else. Rabbi Chanan asks that we find that Akum has Yichos, like we find in the Gemara later on our Samach base, that the Gemara says as far as Peruvu is concerned, a Goy is Yoytze Peruvu with the fact that he has a son, based on that the Ben of a Goy is Nesiaches Achar Oviv, like we see in our Gemara, that Akum have Yichos. So how can the Ramban possibly say that even by a Goy Shabbat Nochris, we still say Rachmana Afkri Lazare, if one clearly sees in the Gemara later on the Samach Beis and in our Gemara, that a Ben HaGoy is Nesiaches Achar Oviv, not only as far as Yerusha is concerned, even as far as other Halachas as well. If one looks carefully at the Ramban on the Tzadiches, one sees as follows. The Ramban says that the reason why a Goy is Mutter Bebitoy is based on that Shein Choshishin Lezera Ha'av. That we do not care about the Zera Ha'av if the Av is a Goy. The Ramban goes on to say, Va'av Ha'al Gav De'is Lehu Chayis. Even though Goyim have Chayis. From the Ramban one clearly sees that even though the Ramban understands in Cheshishin Lezera Ha'av that we say Zerma Susim Zermasam, even by a Goy Shabbat Al Nochris, still we say that Is Lehu Chayis, that the Ben Hagoy is Nesiaches Achar Oviv. From the Ramban one sees as the Amfei Erez and Perakei Mehuchas Avodim Anath Chav Kimmel explains that there are two separate dinim. There is a halacha of Yichos, that a Ben is Nesiaches Achar Aviv, and then there is a separate halacha. There is a second halacha of Kurva. Besides for Yichos, there is a separate halacha of who is one related to. And therefore the Ramban means to say as follows, that even though by Goy we say that the ben of a Goy is Nesiaches Achar Aviv, and for that reason we say that a Goy is Yoytze Puruvu with the son that he has, since his ben is Nesiaches Acharov, and for that reason our Gemara says that Akum is Leichayis, that is only as far as Yichos is concerned. As far as Kurva is concerned, we say Rachmana Afkwe Lazari Da Akum, and we do not see the ben Hagoy as if he is related to his father. He's not related to his father, even though he is Nesiaches Achar Oviv. And since he is not related to his father, for that reason we say that a goy is allowed to marry his bas. Because Isurei Arayas are dependent upon Kurva, are dependent upon relation, not Ichos. And therefore, even though the ben of a goy is Nesiaches Achar Oviv, still an Akum is allowed to marry his bas, because again he is not considered related to his bas. His bas is not considered his relative. Since we say Rachmana Afke Ozari Da Akum, based on the pasuk of Zeramas Susim Zeramasam. That the Ramban says that Yerusha is an exception is because Yerusha is also dependent upon one's relatives. Who Yarshins? Who are one's inheritors? Those who are considered one's relatives. And for that reason, since a goy does not have relatives, for that reason one would have said that the ben ha'akum should not yarshan his father. For that reason, the Ramban goes and says that as far as Yerusha is concerned, Yerusha is an exception. Hosam shayni de goy be'rachmana, that the Torah considers the ben of a goy as if he is related to his father as far as Yerusha is concerned. But as far as all other halachas, which are dependent upon Kurva, we say Rachmana Afkre Lazare Da'akum. So again, from the Ramban, one sees that there are two separate halachas. There is a halacha of Yichos and a second halacha of Kurva. And even though a goy has Yichos, but as far as Kurva is concerned, we say that there is no Kurva to an Av who is a goy. In the Menachas Chinuch, in Mitzvahs Purvu, we find that the Menachas Chinuch says as follows, that an Eved, Kodem Shnishtachre, could be Mekayim Purvu with the Bonim that he has. And even though the Menachas Chinuch says that the Bonim that an Eved has are not Nesiaches Acharov, because again an Eved is Leis Leichayis, but that is only as far as Yichos is concerned. As far as Kroivim, his Bonim, the Bonim of an Eved are considered his Bonim, are considered his Kroivim. And therefore an Eved can be Mekayim Purvu with the Bonim that he has while he is an Eved, even though those Bonim are not Nesiaches Acharov, still they are considered his relatives. And the fact that they are considered his Bonim, that itself is enough for us to say that an Eved is Mekayim Mitzvahs Purvu. From the Menachas Chinuch again, one sees that there are two separate halachas. There is a halacha of Yichos and a halacha of Kurva. A goy has Yichos and not Kurva, like we said before, b'shem the Ramban. And that itself, that there is Yichos by a goy, is enough for us to say that a goy is Mekayim Mitzvahs Purvu. The Menachas Chinuch says that by an Eved, it is the exact opposite. An Eved does not have Yichos, but an Eved has Kurva. And not only is Yichos by itself enough to Mekayim Purvu like we see by a goy, so too we say that Kurva is enough without Yichos to Mekayim Purvu, and for that reason an Eved is Mekayim Purvu with the Bonim that he has, even though those Bonim are not Nesiaches Acharov. So again, one sees that there are two separate halachas, halacha of Yichos and halacha of Kurva, and each one is a self-standing halacha. You could have Yichos without Kurva, like by a goy, and so too we could have Kurva without Ichos, like by an Eved, as the Menachas Chinuch explains. And so too we find in the Ramban in Teres HaAdam, the Ramban in Teres HaAdam, Shar HaOvel, asks the following kasha. The Gemara in Brachah says that in Oimdim Aleihem, one is not Oimed on Avodim Beshura Veinoimim Aleim Berkas Aveilim. One does not say Berkas Aveilim on Avodim. The Rabban asks, V'chavelos Yeshkan Shevachenu Berkas Menachem Aveilim. Where is the Avelos by Avodim? V'afilu Hoyu Leibonim V'aloy Einu Amichayis. Even if the Avodim happen to Abonim, the Bonim that the Avodim have are not Nesiaches Achareim. So where is their Avelos? The Ramban goes on to say that even though there is no yichos, and the bonim of avodim are not nesiaches achareyim, still they are considered their kroivim. And since they are considered their kroivim, that itself is enough for us to say that the bonim of avodim have a chiyuv avelos. So from the Ramban again one sees, as we said before b'shem the minchas chinuch, that an eved has korva without yichos. And for that reason, the Minchas Chinuch explains that an Eved is Mekayim Mitzvahs Puravu with the Bonim that he has. And so too the Ramban explains that for that reason, the Bonim of Avodim are Misablim Al Aviyam, who is an Eved. Even though they are not Nesiaches Acharov, they are still considered his relative. And so too we find the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurubiyah, that the Rambam says, Ha'eved Mutzer Be'imai U'Bebitzai. An Eved is allowed to marry Imai Ubitai. The Rambam explains that the reason why an Eved is allowed to marry Imai Ubitai is because Shekvar Yotza Mechlal Ben Noyach. By the fact that he is an Eved, he is no longer considered a Ben Noyach. Ve'ein harayis hasuris ala'akum asuris loy. All the harayis that are asuris ala'akum are not asuris to an Eved who is Yotza Mechlal Ben Noyach. Voi Baal Echlal Yisrael, this Eved, was Yotza Mechal Ben Noyach, but he was not yet Baal Echlal Yisrael, Kidei She'yosru Olav Harayas Hasuris Alagerim. From here, the Beskirov and Bechiris is Medayik. From that the Rambam does not say that the reason why an Eved is Mutter Be'ima Yubitai is because he is not considered their relative. That is why he is Mutter Be'ima Yubitai. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam on the other end says that the reason why an Eved is Mutter Be'ima Yubitai is because he was Yotza Mechlal Ben Noyach Lechlal Yisrael Adayin Leibo. In other words, he is between a Ben Noyach and the Yisrael, and therefore he does not have Dinei Ben Noyach, and he does not have Dinei Yisrael either. From the Rambam, the Beskirov is Medayik, that one sees that an Eved, even while he is still an Eved, is considered related to his Ima Yubitai. And therefore, if not for the Rambam as far of Yotza Mechal Ben Noyach Uchal Yisrael Leibo, the halacha should be that an Eved is Aser Be'ima Yubitai. From the Rambam again, one sees that even though an Eved is Einway Chayes, but still an Eved has Kroivim. And therefore, based on the Kroivim that an Eved has, an Eved would have Yisuri Arayis. That is how the Biskirov explains the Rambam. Now, getting back to our Gemara explains that we learned in our Mishnah, that a ben of a chayvei krisos is poiter eishes aviv min ayibom v'chayev amal kosai v'al kilolosai uvenoi l'chol dover. Chutz mimi sheyesh hoi ben min ha-shivcha min ha-ivedes kechavim. Someone who has a ben min ha-shivcha min ha-ivedes kechavim does not pater eishes aviv min ayibom, and so too, someone who has a ben min ha-shivcha min ha-akum is not considered b'noi l'chol dover, and for that reason he is not chayiv al-malkasei v'al-kilolasei. Such a ben is not chayiv al-malkasei v'al-kilolasei shalaviv. L'chira pshat in the Mishnah. That we say, the mi sheyesh ben min ha-shivcha min ha-ivedes kechavim is not considered his b'noi, is based on that the Gemara darshins, that a ben min ha-shivcha min ha-ivedes kechavim is considered an Eved and a Goy. And therefore, as far as an Eved is concerned, we say that Eved ain't way chayes, there is no yichos as far as Eved is concerned. And by a Goy, we say one of two things. Either we say that a Goy cannot be Mesiaches Achar Yisrael, since the Ben is a Goy, we cannot see the Ben as if he is Mesiaches Achar Ovev Yisrael. Either that is a Pshat, or the Pshat is that from that the Torah says that we consider a ben min ha'ivedes kechavim as a goy, from that itself one sees that the ben is not nesiaches achar aviv. Because had the ben been nesiaches achar aviv, he would not be considered a goy. He would be considered a Yisrael. And from that the Torah says that such a ben is considered a goy, from there we see that the Torah does not consider him as if he is nesiaches achar aviv. And for that reason, he is not considered benoy. That is l'chora how one can explain the halacha of our Mishnah. But based on that we said before, that even where there is no yichus, still as far as korva is concerned, one can be considered benoy, even if the ben is not nesiaches achar aviv. And for that reason, even though never that is enoy chayes, still the ben ha'eved is considered his ben, l'chora, one has to understand our Mishnah. Even if a ben min hashivcha u'min ha'ivedas kechavim is not considered nesiaches acharov, is not nesiaches acharoviv, still we should say that he is considered the ben of aviv. He is considered the ben of his father. And for that reason, he should pater eshes aviv, and so too he should be chayiv al hakasei v'al kilalasei. So, l'chira, one has to explain our Mishnah differently. One cannot explain our Mishnah based on that the ben is not nesiaches achar aviv, but rather one has to say that he is not considered the ben of aviv at all. Even as far as korva is concerned, we do not consider him the ben of his father. And so too we find in the Rashba, in Kiddushin, Daf Samaches Amud Beis, the Rashba explains that the makor, that a ben of a shivcha is not considered your ben, is from that the pasuk says, Eishav yodea tiyo adinea, from there we learn out that a vlad b'me'ei shivcha kananis, a child that is in the stomach of his mother who is a shivcha kananis, is as if he is considered kevlad b'me'ei behema dami. It's as if he is in the stomach of a behema. And therefore, since from Aisha v'Yuladeh till Adina we learn out that a vlad b'mei shivcha kananis is kevlad b'mei behema dami, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin of Samech Tesem and Aleph, for that reason we do not consider the ben hashivcha as if there is any relation at all to his father. And for that reason, he is not considered the ben of his father, even as far as korva is concerned. That is how the Rashba in Kiddushin explains our Gemara. In Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Samaches Amud Beis, Tosfos explains that the Gemara learns out from Aisha v'Yuladeh till Adina, that the vlad of a shivcha has a din as the shivcha herself, is not coming to teach us that the vlad of a shivcha has a din as an eved. As Tosfos says, that to teach us that the vlad of a shivcha has a din like an eved, one does not need the pasuk of Aisha v'Yuladeh till Adina. Even without the pasuk of Aisha v'Yuladeh till Adina, I would have known that the vlad of a shivcha is considered an eved. Based on that the Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis says, Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kiddushin V'Yesh Avera HaVlad Hoylech Achar HaPogam. Wherever there is an Avera in the Kiddushin, the vlad is Mesiaches Achar the Pogam. The vlad is nesiaches after the one who has a pagam, and therefore by Yisrael Shebaal Shivcha, since there is a kiddushin v'yesh avera, there is an avera involved with that the Yisrael is Baal Shivcha. For that reason, we say hoylech achar apogam. The vlad is nesiaches achar apogam. Not only is the vlad considered apostle, but we say that the vlad is considered an actual eved. Because since the vlad is nesiaches achar the pogum, and the pogum is a shivcha, therefore we say that the vlad is considered an actual eved. Therefore, Tesa says that a isha v'yuladeh till adina does not have to teach us that chiddush, that we see the vlad of a shivcha as an actual eved, but rather the pasuk of a isha v'yuladeh till adina is coming to teach us a different chiddush. A isha v'yuladeh till adina is coming to teach us that the ben of a shivcha is not considered benoy l'shom davar. So from Tosfos again one sees that even though a ben ha'shivcha is considered an eved, and an eved ein v'chayes, an eved does not have yichos, we should still have said that this eved is considered the ben ha'yisrael. And for that reason we need the pasuk of Aisha v'Yuladeh to teach us, no, that the vlad is considered the yeled of the isha. The vlad is considered the ben of the isha, not the ben of the baal. That was in Schadish in the Pasuk of Isha Viladeha Tia Ladina. That is as far as Ben HaShivcha is concerned. As far as Ben HaYvedes Kaychavim, well, here again one has to say that from that the Torah was Mechadish, that Bincha Haba Min HaYvedes Kaychavim is Kari Bina, from that the Torah says that a Ben from HaYvedes Kaychavim is considered the Ben HaYvedes Kaychavim, from there we see that even as far as Korva is concerned, we do not consider the Ben HaYvedes Kaychavim like the Ben of Yisrael, but rather only like the Ben of the Yvedes Kechavim herself. Here one can go a step further. That had the Ben HaYvedes Kechavim been considered the Ben of Yisrael, that itself would have been enough to consider the Ben HaYvedes Kechavim as a Yisrael. Whether someone is considered a Yisrael or not is not dependent upon Yichus, but rather it is only dependent upon Korva. And for that reason we say that in Akum Sheba Albas Yisrael, the Vlad is considered a Yisrael. Because even though as far as Yichus is concerned, we say that Yichus goes after the father and not after the mother, but still, that is only as far as Yichus is concerned. As far as Kurva is concerned, Kurva goes after the mother as well. And since this Ben is considered a Karev of his mother, is considered the Ben of his mother, for that reason we say that in Akum Sheba Albas Yisrael, the Vlad is considered a Yisrael. That is l'chira, how one has to explain the halacha of our Mishnah. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Shimon ben Yechai darshins the following pasuk: Amakra ki yaser es bincha me'achoriai. Bincha mi'Yisraelis kari bincha. Your ben from Yisraelis is considered your ben. Vein bincha haba min ha'yvedes kechavim kari bincha ela bina. A ben from ha'yvedes kechavim is considered her ben, not your ben. Omar Ravina Shmamina. From here one sees that ben bitcha haba min ha'yved kechavim kari bincha. Now as far as the girsa of the next Gemara, we find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. Our girsa in the Gemara, which is the girsa of the first Lashon of Rashi, goes as follows. Lema kesavar Ravina Eved Kechavim ve'eved haba albas Yisrael avlad kosher. From that we say that Akum haba albas Yisrael kari bincha, from there one sees that Akum ve'eved haba albas Yisrael havlad kosher, which as the Maritz Al-Ghazi in Bechiris explains, that from that the Torah considers ben haba min Yisraelis as a ben of the Yisraelis and not the ben of a goy. For that reason, we cannot consider the ben as a mamzer. Only if this ben will be considered the ben of the goy as well, would we consider this ben as a mamzer. The Gemara goes on to say, no. Nehi de mamzer lehavi, even though you're right, from the pasuk of Bincha, from that the Torah considers this ben as a ben of the Israelis. For that reason, it is muchrach that he is not considered a mamzer, but kosher nami loyhavi. Who says that he is a kosher? Maybe he is a pogum. That is our girsa in the Gemara, which is the girsa of the first lashon of Rashi as well. Rashi in the second lashon, and so too we find in Tosfos b'shem the Ri, which is also the shita of Rashi in Kedushin Daf Samaches Mabes, that have the following girsa: Leima kesavar Ravina Oyved kechavim ve'eved haba bas Yisrael havlad mamzer. From that the Vlad is considered a Yisrael. Since the Vlad is considered a Yisrael, for that reason we should say that the Vlad is a mamzer. Based on that the Gemara says later on in Daf Mem Heim and Aleph, that Akum ve'eved that have no tfisas kedushin are considered like chai ve'krisos. That we say that the ben should be considered a mamzer, which as Rabbi Chanan explains, that on the tzad that the Vlad is a mamzer, from there one sees that the Gemara understands that we say that chayve krisos, the Vlad is a mamzer, is based on that any time the kedushin is oitafsi, that itself is a reason that the Vlad should be considered a mamzer. The Gemara says no. Mechetesi, the Vlad is a mamzer, efshe the Vlad is only a pogum. like the Gemara explains on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, that the other tzad of the Gemara is based on that, even though Kiddushin is loy tafsi, but since by an Eved Va'akum Kiddushin is loy tafsi, loy l'didei v'loy l'achrini, therefore we do not say that Eved Va'akum Habba Basiso Havlan Mamzer, the Vlad will only be considered a pogum, which as Abba Chanan explains B'Shem the Rashba, that the other tzad of the Gemara is based on that, that even though Kiddushin Loi Tafsi, the fact that Kiddushin Loi Tafsi is itself not a reason to make Mamzeros. What makes Mamzeros is an Erva. An Erva Loi Tafsi makes Mamzeros. An Erva which does not have Tfisas Kiddushin, that is what makes Mamzeros. And therefore, Eved Va'akum, who are not considered an Erva for that reason, even though Kiddushin Loi Tafsi, the Ben will not be a Mamzer, only a Pogum. Tosfos goes on to say that the only way that this ben should be considered completely kosher is only if we do not say Kori Bincha, is only if we consider this ben as the ben of a goy. As Tosfos says, that means that he will need a geiros. And since he is a goy, for that reason, there is no psul whatsoever. He is not considered a psul. And therefore, after he will be niskayer, he will be considered completely kosher. So again, from Rashi and Tosfos, it comes out that on the tzad that Akum ve'eved haba'a bas Yisrael havlad kosher means to say that the vlad needs geiros. The Achronim ask a number of kashas on the sheets of Rashi and Tosfos. I would like to say over two of the kashas that the Achronim ask on Rashi and Tosfos. The first kasha, that the Maritz Al-Ghazi and other Achronim ask on Rashi and Tosfos, is from that we find in the Gemara in Bechiras Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says, if let's say one has Yisraelis Shnis Abra Me'akum, in Akum Sheba Al-Bas Yisrael, the older, and she gave birth, Benah, her son, is Chayiv B'Pidyon HaBen. It's considered a Peta Rechem as far as Chayiv Pidyon HaBen is concerned. One is to say that on the tzad that the vlad is kosher, he's considered a goy who needs geiros, how can there possibly be a chiyuv pidyon haben? Geiros took place after he was born. That is the first kasha that Achronim ask on the sheets of Rashi and Tosfos. The second kasha is from that we find in the Gemara later on that Mem Hei Beis. The Gemara says that an Akum Sheba al Bas Yisrael, her son is roy l'mnoisei parnes al Yisrael. And even though, as the Gemara asks, that there is a halacha of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Mikarev Alchecha, that any appointment, that one appoints someone for a position Al Yisrael, one can only appoint someone who is Mikarev Alchecha, this person, this Ben, from an Akum Sheba Bas Yisrael, Kivan de Imay Me Yisrael, since his mother is May Yisrael, he is considered Mikarev Alchecha Karinon Bey. Ochaya, if one is to say that before Geirus he's a regular guy, when he goes through Geirus, he will have halacha of Gerish Neskaya Kekotan Shnei Ladami, and he will not be Mesiaches Achar Imai whatsoever. L'chaya, how can one say that such a ben is Mikarev Achecha, based on the fact that his Imai is Mei Yisrael, he is not Mesiaches Achar Imai after he is Neskaya, since he is considered a Kotan Shnei Lad? That is the second kasha that the Achronim ask on the sheets of Rashi and Tosfos. To answer the previous two kashas, we find three basic mahalchim in the Achronim. The Nesivis, which is brought down in the Chemda Shoima, Evan Ezer, Simon Beis, answers the kashas as follows. Really, since he is Nilan Yisraelis, since he was born from Yisraelis, he should be considered like Yisrael Gomer. But just we say that since his father happens to be a guy, and by Akum we say Akum Yisrael Chayis, therefore, we say that he is Nesiaches Achar Oviv and he needs a Geiros. Once he has a Geiros, he is no longer Nesiaches after his father is a Goy, and therefore Memela, he is Nesiaches Achar Imai and he is considered a Yisrael Gomer who is Nesiaches Achar Imai, and he is no longer considered a Ger. Geiros is only to take away that he was Nesiaches Achar Oviv. Once we took away the Yichas Achar Oviv, he goes after his mother and he is not considered a ger. And for that reason, there is a chiyuv pidyon haben. And so too, he is nesiaches achar imai and we consider him Iker Valchacha since his Ima is Mei Yisrael. That is how the Nesivis answers the previous kashas on the sheets of Rashi and Tosfos. Rabbi Naftali in Chidush HaGranat on Masachta Ksuvis answers the kashas as follows. Rabbi Naftali says the following yesod, that every Yisrael is made up of two parts. There is the actual fact that he is considered a Yisrael, and then there is a separate part called Kedushas Yisrael. And one could be considered a Yisrael without Kedushas Yisrael. Even if one is missing Kedushas Yisrael, he could still be considered a Yisrael, just he happens to be missing Kedushas Yisrael. For that reason, Rabbi Naftali says that Akum ve'eved haba al bas Yisrael, which Rashi and Tosfos understand that according to the mandamer that Havlad Kosher, he needs Geiros, it does not mean to say that before Geiros he is not considered a Yisrael at all, but rather he is considered a Yisrael that is missing Kedushas Yisrael. The Geiros is an order that he should receive Kedushas Yisrael. But even before the Geiros takes place, he is still considered a Yisrael, which as Rav Tolly explains, that Klal Yisrael before the Geiros by Matan Torah were considered Yisraelim without Kedushas Yisrael. And so too, this Ben from an Akum Shabbat Bas Yisrael is considered a Yisrael without Kedushas Yisrael. But since he is considered a Yisrael, that itself is enough of a reason that he should be Chayiv V'Pidyon HaBen, and so too he is Nesiaches Acharei Imoy, even though he is missing Kedushas Yisrael. That he is missing Kedushas Yisrael is enough of a reason that he cannot be considered a Mamzer, because the Psul of Mamzerus is a Psul in Kedushas Yisrael, and only someone that has Kedushas Yisrael could have the Psul Mamzerus. And therefore, since this Ben does not have Kedushas Yisrael, till he's in Skyer, he does not have Kedushas Yisrael. For that reason, Rashi and Tosfos understand that he is considered kosher and not a Mamzer, because again, Mamzerus is dependent upon Kedushas Yisrael. That is how Rav Naftali answers the previous kashas on Rashi and Tosfos. Rav Itzel in his Sefer Zechi Yitzchak, Simen Dalad and Simen Lamed answers the previous kashas as follows. He explains Rashi and Tosfos that one needs Geiros as follows. That even though before the Geiros takes place, he is considered a Yisrael, but he is considered a Yisrael with a psul goy. By every Geiros, as the Rishonim explained, there are two parts to every Geiros. There's one part to Geiros to take away the psul akum, and then there is a separate part of Geiros to machnis one lechlal Yisrael. But as Reb Itzel explains, one could be considered a Yisrael with a psul akum, and therefore this akum shebo bas Yisrael has been is considered a Yisrael with a psul akum. Since he's nesiaches achar aviv, he is considered a Yisrael who has a psul akum. And the point of the geiros that he needs is to take away the psul akum. And since he is considered a full-fledged Yisrael who happens to have a psul akum, for that reason there is a chiyuv pidyon haben, and so too he is nesiaches acharei imoy. That is how Reb Itzel answers Rashi and Tosfos. Now to explain that our Gemara needs a pasuk to be mechadesh that bincha miyisraelis kari bincha, that akum shaba al bas Yisrael, that the ben is considered bincha, and we do not say that the ben is considered the ben of the goy, to explain the havamina, that we would have said that the ben is considered the ben ha'akum, and so to according to Rashi and Tosfos, according to the mandamar of Lad Kosher, we see as if the ben is a ben of the goy, we find by Rabbi Reuven and Yevamos Simen Chav Beis three mahalchim. The first mahalach that Rabbi Reuven says is as follows. Since, as we said before, the Mishnah in Kedushin says the following klal: Kol makim sheish kedushin v'yesh aveira havlad hoylech achra apogam. Wherever there is an aveira involved, we say the vlad is hoylech achra apogam. For that reason, we would have said that by akum ve'eved shebo bas Yisrael, since there is a halacha of hoychen achar apogam, therefore we should say that the vlad is considered an eved and a goy, since there is a halacha of a vlad hoylech achar apogam, and the pogam is the Eved and a Goy. That is the first Mahalach that Reuven explains to explain why the Ben would have been considered the Ben of the Akum. The second Mahalach Reuven says is based on that we find in the Mishnah in Kiddushin Samach Zayin and Mabes. The Mishnah says, Be'umais Halach Achar Hazachar. As far as deciding which Uma one is from, you go after the Zachar. And therefore I would have said that if one has an Aviv Akum and Ima Yisraelis, since as far as Umas is concerned, you go after the Zachar, therefore we should say they go after the Zachar was a Goy, and therefore the Vlad should be considered a Goy. According to the second pshat of Reb Reuven, that we would have said, you go after the father is only by a Goy. If an Eved would be Ba al Bas Yisrael, there is no makom for us to say that you go after the father who is an Eved. Only by a Goy would we say, based on that halacha of Umas halacha achar zachar, that we should go after the father who is a Goy. And so too one sees in Rashi, in Kiddushin that find Vavim and Aleph, as a Shar Melech and Marsha are Medayik, that as far as Eved is concerned, even if by Akum we would say that an Akum Shabba Bas Yisrael, the Ben is considered an Akum, by an Eved we would not consider the Ben as an Eved. That is the second pshat of Reb Reuven. The third pshat Reuven says to explain the Shita of Rashi and Tesis that Akum Shabba Bas Yisrael, the Ben is Ton Geiros, is based on that we say the only way one can receive Kedushas Yisrael is only from one's father. And since this father is a Goy, there is no way in which the Ben can receive Kedushas Yisrael. And that he needs Geiros is not because we look as if he is Messiaches Achar Aviv, and we look as if he is the Ben of Aviv, but rather that he needs Geiros is because he is missing Kedushas Yisrael, because there is nowhere from where he should get Kedushas Yisrael, because his father is a Goy. And the only way that which one can get Kedushas Yisrael is only from one's father. And for that reason, he needs Geiros in order to receive Kedushas Yisrael. But as Reuven says, again, that is only as far as Akum Shabba al Bas Yisrael is concerned. If one would have an Eved Shabba al Bas Yisrael, the Ben would be considered a full-fledged Yisrael, and he would not need Geiros whatsoever. From that, then one sees in the Marsha in Kiddushin and the Shar HaMelech, that the Marsha and Shar HaMelech both understand the Rashi and Tosfos' rule of Akum Shabba Bas Yisrael, that the Ben needs Geiros, applies to Eved as well, and in Eved Shabba Bas Yisrael, we would say also the same thing, that the Ben is considered an Eved is only because the Marsha and Shar HaMelech understands, like the first pshat of Reb Reuven, that the reason why we go after the father is based on the Mishnah in Kiddushin, that kol mokem sheish kiddushin v'yeshaveira havlad hilach achar apogum, and we see as if the vlad is nesiaches achar the akum, and so too achar the eved who is considered a pogum. That is what one sees in the Marsha and the Shar HaMelech. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Mishakidesh achas mishtei achayis, someone that was Makadesh, one of two sisters, ve'ein yoideya eze mehen kidesh, he's not sure which one was he Makadesh. Nisen get vazu v'get vazu. Here the Gemara proves, Shma mina kidushin she'ein misurin lebiya havu kidushin. Since he does not know which one of the achas mishtei achayis he was Makadesh, when he was Makadesh them, he was Makadesh Achas Mishtei Achayis. For that reason, that the Kedushin is considered a Kedushin is only because we say that even though the Kedushin is not Masur Labiyah, still it is considered a Kedushin. The Gemara says, no, Hacha Mayaskinon, the Mishnah is talking about a case, Kishahukru Lebesef Nesarvu. In other words, he knew originally which one he was Makadesh, Lebesef Nesarvu, and now he does not know. But at the time of the Kiddushin, he knew which one he was Mekadesh. The Ritva asks the following kasha. How can the Gemara say that if one was Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achayis, the Kiddushin is considered a Kiddushin She'em Esur Nubia? Since he said that he's Mekadesh Achas Mishtei Achayis, he can be mevarer which one he meant to be Mekadesh. And according to the Manda Omer de Islei Breira, he can be mevarer which one was he Mekadesh. and therefore the Kiddushin should be considered Kiddushin HaMesurin Labia. The Ritva answers a few Tirutzim. I would like to speak about two of the Tirutzim of the Ritva. The Ritva answers that over here we are talking about a case that he was Makadish Stam. He did not say Eze She'erze Akadish. He did not say whichever one I will want him Makadish, that's who I mean to him Makadish now. He was Makadish Achas Mishtei Achaye Stam. And therefore the Ritva says, Baha Leika Din Breira. And therefore, Yesh Breira will not help you. So do we find in the Tesrid, in Kiddushin, Daphnan Aleph Amin Aleph, that the Tesrid says the following teretz. Had he said, Ezesh Ha'erze, Akadish, we could be Seimech on Breira. But over here, that he was Makadish, Achas, Mishtei Achayas, and he did not say Ezesh Ha'erze, cannot say Breira, and therefore it is considered Kiddushin She'ein Mesrun Obiya. The Avnei Miluim and Simon Memalef Sivkatan Beis asks the following Tmiya on the Tesrid and so to Ishvar on the Ritva. According to the Manda Omer de Islay Breira, even if he did not say Ezesh Ha'erza, we should still say Breira, like we find in the Gemara in Yuma Daphnan Heyama Beis. The Gemara says, if let's say two Noshim bought their Kinehem Beshutvas, brought their Karbonis Ha'if Beshutvas, and one of them was Mesa, the Gemara asks, "V'nishkal arba zuzi v'nishdino." Take out four zuzi and throw it out. And based on Breira, we can be seimech that we took out the four zuzi of the isha who was mesa. The idach l'mishnu mishum Breira, and let us use the other one, based on the klal of Breira. From there, one sees that Breira is not dependent upon saying le'ezeh she'eretzeh. Even without saying le'ezeh she'eretzeh, we can still say Breira. And as we find in Tesis and Tmura Daflaman Amin Aleph, that Tesis and Tmura and Daflaman Amin Aleph asks, based on the Gemara and Yuma, if so, if one has an Isser Shenofal Behetzer, take something, throw it out, and let us be Seimech on Breira, that what you took out was a Davar HaAser. Tesis answers Rashi Meiri, that the reason why one cannot be Seimech on Breira in such a case is only because the Isser was here before the Taruvas came about. First there was an Isser, and then the Isser was in Sarav Behetzer. Then one cannot say Breira. But had the Isser been Neilad Betaruvas, then we would be able to say Breira. According to Tesis, that Muam says that so too in the case of Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achayas, one could say Breira, even though one did not say Le'ezeh She'eretzah Akadish. If so, it is back Shver. How does one understand our Gemara that Kiddushin should be considered Kiddushin HaMesurin Ubiya, since according to Mandami Yesh Breira, he has the ability to be Mevara later, even without saying Leiza She'erze? The Avnei Miluim answers the Kasha as follows, that even though we can say Breira even if one did not say Leiza She'erze HaKadosh, but still that Breira will not help for us to consider the Kiddushin as Kiddushin HaMesurin Ubiya. Only if one would say Leiza She'erze HaKadosh, would Breira make us consider the Kiddushin as Kiddushin HaMesurin Labia? From the Amnuluim one sees that there are two different types of Breira. There is a Breira, which is a regular Gloi Milsol Mafreya, that after was inspired was a Gloi Milsol Mafreya, that this is the one that he wanted to be Makadish. And therefore, if someone says Le'ezeh She'eretzeh HaKadosh based on Breira, we say that this is the one that he wanted to be Makadish, and therefore the Kiddushin is considered a Kiddushin HaMesurin Labia, because at the time of Kiddushin itself, the Kiddushin was Chal to that specific Isha that he was Mevara later. On the other hand, if he did not say Le'ezeh She'eretzeh HaKadosh, even though later on, based on Breira, one can be Mevara the Isha that he was Makadish, but that Breira only helps Mikanu Abba. That Breira does not help on Afreya. We do not say a Goyim Asom Afreya. That Breira is only Mikanu Abba. And since that Breira is only Mikanu Abba, for that reason, at the time of the Kiddushin remain a Kiddushin She'enon Mesurin Labia. And for that reason, the Tesisrid and Ritva both say that we have to be talking about a case he did not say Le'ezeh She'eretzeh HaKadosh, because had he said Le'ezeh She'eretzeh HaKadosh, then Breira would make us consider the Kiddushin as Kiddushin HaMesurin Labia. The Ritva goes on to say another teretz, Inami V'Iker. The Ritva says the Iker teretz is as follows, Demand the Sfirulei, Behad the Kiddushin She'eretzeh HaKadosh, Lahav a Kiddushin, Yesh Breira will not help. Ritva explains that you need Mesurin Metchilasan Mamish Ba'inan Mishas Kicha. In other words, for the Kiddushin to be considered Kiddushin and Mesurin Ubiya, it has to be that at the time of Kiddushin, it was Nisparer already which Isha he's being Mekadish. If at the time of Kiddushin it was not Nisparer, even though one has the ability to Nevara later, that will not help to consider the Kiddushin, Kiddushin and Mesurin Ubiya, because at the time of Kiddushin, we were still missing the Birur. That is the second teretz of the Ritva. Now, one has to understand, according to both Teirutim of the Ritva, according to the Gemara's Havamina, that the Gemara wanted to prove from our Mishnah that Kiddushin She'enon Mesurin Labia Havo Kiddushin, how does one understand that he has to be Nisen Get Wazu V'Get Wazu? Even if the Kiddushin is considered a Kiddushin She'enon Mesurin Labia, but still, based on Brira, we should say that he should be allowed to be Mavara and be Muteras in one. Since according to the Mars Havmin, a Kiddushin, Sheni Mesurin will be a Havo Kiddushin, and according to the Mandamer Yesh Breira, as Dav Miluam says, even if he did not say Le'izeh Sheretz HaGarish, one can have a Breira Mikanu Abba. So what does our Mishnah say? Nisen Get Wazu V'Get Wazu. That is Zohar Kasha, both on Dav Miluam's understanding of the first Teretz of the Ritva, and so too on the second Teretz of the Ritva, that understands that even though in our Mishnah, one can rely on Breira, but that will not make us consider the Kiddushin a Kiddushin HaMesurin Labiyah. Still, if Kiddushin She'ena Mesurin Labiyah have a Kiddushin, one should be allowed to be Mavara and be Muteres in the Isha that he was Mavara. That is Zocher Akasha on the Mluim and the Ritva, the Tzorichian. Now let's go on to the next Sugya. The Mishnah goes on to say, Meis v'loy ach echad. If this person that was mekadesh achas m'shtei achayis was meis, and he has one ach, choyuetz l'shteyim. That ach is choyuetz l'shteyim misafik. Hoyu l'shnayim, if he had two achim, echad choyuetz ve'echad mi'abim. Kodmu v'kontzu, ein meitzien mi'adam. But the eved, if they were kodmu v'kontzu, ein meitzien mi'adam. Rashi explains that we say kodmu v'kontzu ein meitzien mi'adam is based on that even if the first ach that was konas was not kines the yavama, but rather he was kines the sister of his yavama, and therefore he was over on the iser of achoseku kasei, still that loch is ein meitzien mi'adam, because once the second ach comes around and is miyabim the yavama, then we say Paka Zika Me'idach L'mafreya. It is Paka, the Zika from the other brother L'mafreya. And for that reason we say that Kodmu V'Kontzu Ein Meitzien Mi'adam. Now to explain that the Rashi needs, that it was Paka Zika Me'idach L'mafreya, that it's Paka Zika retroactively from the other Ach, and that is the reason why Kodmu V'Kontzu Ein Meitzien Mi'adam. And it was not enough for Rashi just to say that from now on it is Paka Zika from the other Ach, to allow the other Ach to stay married to the Isha that was originally Achoseku Kasei, we have to be Maktim with the following Hakdama. We find that Avnei Miluim says the following Chiddush. Avnei Miluim says that according to the Shita of Rashi, Rashi Shita, on Daf Mem Tes on the base is, that just like we say, that if an Isha is an Erva, Kiddushin is not Tefes in an Erva, so too if the Isha became an Erva after the Kiddushin happened, the Kiddushin will be Paka, and the Isha will no longer be considered a Mekudeshes. Because just like an Erva does not allow for Kiddushin to be Chal, so too it is Mafkia, a Kiddushin that was Chal already. The Avnei Miluim says that even according to Rashi, that the fact that she became an Erva is Mafkia, the Kiddushin, he is still Aser B'Krevei Seha. Just like we say that even after one is Megarish his wife, he is still Aser B'Krevei Seha, so too, according to Rashi, that the Kiddushin is Paka based on that the Isha became an Erva, that is only like a Gerishin. And therefore the Iser K'revei Seha remains and he is still Aser B'Krevei Seha. That is the Chiddush of the Avnei Miluim. Based on this Avne Miluim, one can explain Rashi as follows, that the reason Rashi has to explain that that we say in our Mishnah Kadmu V'Kantu Ein Meitzin Miyadam is because B'Yibum, when the brother is Miyabim, it is Paka Zika Mi'idach Mafreya, and the Zika is Paka from the other brother retroactively, is because had the Zika only been Paka Mikanu Abba, then the Isser of Achayisik Ukase would remain even after the Achta Zibum. It will be considered like any Gerushin, that the Isser of Achayis Ishtar remains. For that reason, Rashi has to say it is Paka Zika Midoch Mafreya, and she was never considered Achayisik Ukase. And only then do we say, Kadmu V'Kansu Ein Meitzin Miyadam. This one can explain that the Rashash brings down from the Tesis Yontif to Medayik and Arashi. The Rashi argues on Tesis before and Dafid Ches Amabes. Tesis and Dafid Ches Amabes says that we say, Shemeres Yabam Shekidesh Achivs Achisaf. Let's say one has a Shemeres Yabam, that the Ach was Mekadesh the Achisa of the Shemeres Yabam. We tell the Ach Hamtin, wait till your brother does Yibam. Tosfos says this halacha is only if he did kiddushin and he did not yet do nisuin. Then we tell him to wait to do nisuin because she is still considered achayisik ukase. But let's say he already made nisuin and she already is ishtei gemura, then it is paka zika lagamri. And since it is paka zika lagamri, we no longer have an iser of achayisik ukase. The Teis Yontif is medayik from that Rashi did not say that the reason why Kadmu V'Kansu Ein Meitzia Miyadam is because with that he was Kadam V'Kanas, the Nisuin itself is Mafkia from the Zika. From there, the Teis Yontif is medayik that even if one made a Nisuin, there still remains an Isra Chesu Kokasai. V'Chir Rashi is going with Shitase. Rashi understands that itself, that one no longer has a Zika, is not a reason that we should not consider her as a Chesu Kukase, that there should not be an Isser of a Chesu Kukase. There still is an Isser of a Chesu Kukase. The only way to take away the Isser of a Chesu Kukase is only by saying that it is Paka Zika Me'idoch Mafreya. If the Zika is only Paka Mikanu Abba, then the Isser of a Chesu Kukase will remain just like any other Gerushin. Tosfos that argues on Rashi and understands that any hafka zika, even if the zika is only paka mikanu abba, there is still no iser achesu kukase zochera. Based on that, the Tosfos understands that hafka zika is not like a gerushin, and even though one is aser bekreves gerushase, but hafka zika is more than a gerushin, and therefore, even if the zika is only paka mikanu abba, there still will not be an iser achesu kukase. That is a shita of Tosfos. Rabbi Chanan and Kavitzare Simon Yud Beis a space explains that one can say that Afkoa Zika, that once the Zika is Paka, even if the Zika is only Paka Mikanu Abba, there still will not remain an Isra Vachais Kukasai differently than the way we explained before. Rabbi Chanan explains that the reason why, if the Zika is Paka Mikanu Abba, there is no Isser V'Chesu Kukasai, and so too Rabbi Chanan is medayik in the Gemara and Dafid Chesmed Aleph, that wherever the Zika is Paka, there is no Isser of Eim Zikukasai, and one is Mutter, Bechol Kreve Zikukasai, once the Zika is Paka, is not because we say that Avkoa Zika is more than a Gerushin, but rather Rabbi Chanan explains there is a fundamental difference between Zika and Kiddushin. By every Kiddushin we say that when an Ish is Mekadesh and Isha, the Isser Kreves that is Chal B'Shas Kiddushin is an Isser La'ilam. When one was Mekadesh and Isha, Mitchila he was Nesar B'Kreves Seah forever. But by Zika, the Isser is dependent upon korega verega. As long as there is a Zika, that's when there is an Isser. And we do not say that at the rega that the Zika was chal, at that time he was nesra b'kreveisea la'olam. Only by Kiddushin, that the Kiddushin is Kiddushin la'olam, do we say that at the time of Kiddushin he was nesra b'kreveisea la'olam. Zika is something that is chal kol rega verega. As long as the Isha is a Shemeres Yabam, she is considered Zikukasai.
there is a Zika, but once she is no longer considered a Shemeres Yabam, there is no more Zika, and the Isser Kroivis that one had because she was a Kukasai goes off. That is how Rabbi Chanan explains that even if the Zika is only Paka Mikano Abba, there is still no Isser of Kroivis Kukasai. Getting back to Rashi, the Rashi says it is Paka Zika Mi'idach Marfeya. We find that the Rashash asks the following two kashas on Rashi. First of all, the Rashash asks, as we see later on in our Gemara, and on the top of the Gemara in the Afchav Tawad Amad Aleph, that the fact that there was an Isser V'chayisik Ukasei at the time of Misa Sa'ach is a reason that we should say Ne'esra La'ilam. And as long as there was an Isser V'chayisik Ukasei at the time that the Isha was Nefelas L'ibam, she remains Asura forever based on the Alach of Ne'esra, that Kivan Sh'Ne'esra Sha'achas, that Isser remains. The Rashash asks, according to Rashi, who understands that it is Paka Zika Midoch Mafreya, how can we say Nasra? Even if at the time of Nefila there was an Isser, but that Isser was Paka retroactively, and therefore we should not consider her as a Nasra. That is the first Kasha of the Rashash. The second Kasha of the Rashash is the Rashash asks the seeming Stiran Rashi himself. Rashi, B'dibra Maschovim Kodmu, says that even after the Yibam of the Ach, still we say Yisura da Avad Avad, the Isser that he did. In other words, he was over an Isser. L'chaya, if we are to say that it is Paka Zika Midoch Mafreya, what Isser was he over? Now, it was Paka the Zika Me'idach retroactively. And now, he was not over any Isser. So how can Rashi say Yisura da Avad Avad? For that reason, the Roshash takes out this word of Rashi, L'mafreya. And the Rashash says it is not Paka Mafreya, it is only Paka Mikan Laba. Still, there is no Isser of Achayis Kukasei, just like we see in Tesis before in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. To answer the kashes of the Rashash, we find their Meir Simchan or Sumeach Kuntra Sika Eis Tesayin says the following teretz. He says that since one needs a Maisa Yibam in order to be Oiker the Zika Mafreya, we say that the Zika is only Paka Mikan U'Abo U'Mafreya. Only Mikan U'Abo do we see as if the Zika was Paka U'Mafreya. But as far as the time of the Nefila itself, at that time there was an Isser. And therefore we will say Nasra and Isura da Avad Avad, because at that time there was an Isser. Only Mikan U'Abo do we look as if there was never an Isser, based on that that we say that Mikan U'Abo U'Mafreya, it is Paka the Zika Me'idach, the Teretz of Remeir Simcha. But if one looks carefully at the Gemara before and Daf Yud Beis, one sees in the Gemara before and Daf Yud Beis that Miyun takes away the problem of Nasra. If let's say one was Mekadesh a Ktana, and the Ktana is a sister of his Yevama, even though at the time of the Nefila there was an Isser V'Achayis Kukasai, after Miyun, we say that there is no longer an Isser V'Achayis Kukasai, and we do not say Nasra. We do not say that since at the time of the Nefila of the Yevama there was an Isser, that Isser remains, because Miyun is Mafkia the Kiddushin U'Mafreya. Reb Chaim says that Miyun is Mafkia U'Mafreya is only Mikanu Abo U'Mafreya. Still we see that Mikanu Abo U'Mafreya is enough to take away the Nasra. If so, the kasha of the Rashash is still shver. Even if we are to say, like Rameir Simcha explains, that the Rashi says, Paka Zika Midoch Mafreya is only Mikanu Abo Mafreya, in the Gemara before in the Afid Beis one sees that Mikanu Abo Mafreya is enough to take away the Nasra. That is the kasha that Achronim ask on the Teretz of Rameir Simcha. Well, here one can answer the kashas of the Rashash in a different way. As we saw before in the beginning of the Perek, there are really two types of Zika. There is a Zika Sibum, that the Isha, the Yevama, is a Kuka Yibum. Then there is a second halacha called Zika Kiknusa, that because of the Zika that this Isha has to her Yabam, we consider her as if she is a Knusa. Based on this, one can say as follows. As we find in the Meremoshen Tzimin Zayin Ois Chav Ches, that the Rashi says, Paka Zika Me'idach Ma'freya, is not referring to the regular Zika Sibum, but rather Rashi is referring to the din of Zika Keknusa, that we see, as if the Yibam actually took place, since she is a Kuka liyabam, that din of Zika Keknusa, as far as Zika Keknusa, we say, Paka Zika Mi Idoch Mafreya, and she's no longer considered Keknusa to the other Yabam. She's only considered Keknusa to the Yabam who actually did the Yibam. As far as the other Yabam is concerned, there is no Zika Keknusa. But that does not mean to say that it is Paka Zika completely from the other Ach. Only that we say Zika Keknusa is Paka from the other Ach Umafreya. And since the actual Zika remains to the other Ach, and we do not say it is Paka Umafreya, for that reason we still have an Esra. And we still say, as Rashi says, Isura da Ovad Ovad. Because even though it is Paka, the Din Zika Keknusa Umafreya, but since there was a Zika, and as far as a Zika Sibim is concerned, we do not say Paka Umafreya, for that reason, at that time that he was Boyel the Achais Zikukasei, he was over the Isser of Achais Zikukasei. Even though, as far as the actual Zika Sibim is concerned, we do not say Paka Umafreya, still, since it is Paka the Zika Sibim Ikanu Abba, that itself is enough of a reason that there should not be an Isser of Achais Zikukasei like we explained before B'Shem Rabbi Chanan. That Zika is different than Kiddushin. And the Isser that one has B'Koyve Zikukasei is dependent upon the fact that there is a Zika. And when the Zika is no longer here, one no longer has an Isser of Koyve Zikukasei. That is only as far as the regular Zika Sibim is concerned. As far as the Din Zika Keknusa that we see as if the Yibam actually took place, that the Zika Sibim is itself considered Keknusa, that would be considered like any other Kiddushin, that the Isser Kreves would remain even after the Zika is Paka. For that reason, Rashi has to say that the reason why there is no Isser Kreves Ikukasai, based on the fact that we say Zika Keknusa, is only because it is Paka the Zika Keknusa Me'idoch Mafreya. That is what Rashi is talking about when Rashi says Paka Zika Me'idoch Mafreya. Rashi is referring to the Zika Keknusa. That is another way with which one can answer the kashas of the Rashash on Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.